WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last night on the ABC News Magazine Primetime Live, Diane Sawyer devoted the entire hour to an interview with Michael Jackson and his wife, Lisa Marie Presley. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
That's the new Michael Jackson single, Scream. On the CD and in the video, he teams up with his sister Janet to vent some frustration and attack his critics. I thought I'd play a little of it right away, because everything that happened last night stemmed from that song. Starting with the fact that if there hadn't been a new song and album to promote, Michael Jackson never would have done the interview in the first place. So now that I've started out by mentioning and playing part of the song, I've done just what Michael Jackson wanted me to do. I feel used. I feel cheap. And just imagine the morning after how Diane Sawyer must feel. If you don't think last night's Primetime Live interview was promotional more than anything else, consider this. Diane Sawyer made a big deal out of the fact that there were no restrictions on her questions. But if getting answers to those questions was the main point last night, why was Jackson's new Scream video run at full length, eating up about 10% of the available program time? And, as it turned out, there were some restrictions on her questions. Diane Sawyer put them there herself, out of sheer embarrassment.
You said you don't sleep in separate bedrooms, and I'm going to confess, okay, this is live TV, and I'm copping out right here because I didn't spend my life as a serious journalist to ask these kinds of questions. But I'm not oblivious to the fact that your fans had one question they most wanted to ask of you.
Do we have sex?
We have...
She didn't ask.
Okay.
You don't know what it was going to be.
Is that what you were going to ask?
Let's play just a minute or
Sorry.
Two. Let's play one or two.
We want to know if you've done the thing.
Michael, I know that this is an intimate question, but are you having sex together with Lisa Marie?
Do you guys really love each other?
One thing that Diane Sawyer has to realize is that it doesn't make any difference whether she asks the questions directly, or distances herself from them by getting viewers to ask them for her, or saying that out there in the country, people want to know. Diane, when you use your celebrity status to land an interview with another celebrity, and the topic list involves sleeping with young boys and whether a marriage has been consummated, then yes, Diane, apparently you did spend your life as a serious journalist to ask these sorts of questions. And it will get you taken less seriously as a result. Just ask Connie Chung, if you can find her. The point is, TV news magazines are so competitive these days that everybody chases after the same big interviews, even if they don't do much, if anything, once they catch them. They're like dogs chasing a car. When it stops, the fun's over, and they're never quite sure what to do next. The biggest thing we learned last night had to be inferred. Michael Jackson said that he settled out of court on the alleged child abuse claim because his lawyer said the case could tie him up for as long as 7 years. At another point, Diane Sawyer said that the money generated worldwide by Michael's latest record and video could approach $1 billion. Spread that sort of earning power over 7 years, and it's easy to see the settlement in purely business terms, as a short-term financial loss offset by much larger long-term gains. With Diane Sawyer, it's just the opposite. Last night's interview for her was a short-term ratings gain that's likely to contribute to a long-term credibility loss.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.